Wing what?
Decided not to wing it.
Oh, speaking of last minute goals today, I was at work. I was playing ping pong. I had the best backhanded rainbow, like over the head, right, perfect to win the game, 20-20.
Against who?
A ping pong. Other people I work with, man. We do ping pong just every day.
Random.
Dude, ping pong.
So Usain Bolt, dummy.
I'm Usain Bolt of ping pong right now. Dude, ping pong is so fun. I don't give a fuck.
It's hard. I'm not very good at it.
Dude.
I'm really good at volleying for a long time, but when it gets competitive and I'm trying to knock it out, I suck.
Yeah. You go for the big swing and just shoots across the room.
You gotta put some English on
that. Yeah, yeah. That's, dude, everybody that does that shit and does a spin on it pisses me off.
JB's really good at that shit.
All right. This is Cinema Dumpster, episode 25.
10.
Well, could be 10.
I think it's 25. Half of these should have never been released.
I've been enjoying all of them every day. I just listen to them by myself. I'm the only listener. Gross. Every day.
I would be drinking too.
All right, let's get this shit started. All right, Cinema Dumpster, episode 25. This week we watch Carnosaur. This is my pick.
Uh-oh, he has notes this week.
Oh, he does have notes. This came out in 1993. Interesting note about Carnosaur, as this is a movie about dinosaurs. This actually came out about 9 months before Jurassic Park.
I could tell.
I know. But
I could see where they ponied on top of this movie.
Well, there's actually a couple different references inside of the movie.
No, before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but still, this movie took a lot less time to make than Jurassic Park did.
Right. So you're saying that they were in production around the same time?
Yeah, that's how all those rip-off movies work. Like, you say you got, like, the Prometheus or whatever comes out. But Alien Beginnings comes out before that.
Or like Transmorphers.
Right, yeah. They come out before because they try to fucking trick people into
thinking it's that movie. Yeah. Like, this is the movie I've been wanting to watch the whole time. It's like
200.
What was that called again? Transmorphers? Okay, yeah.
It's already on Netflix? Crazy. I'm watching this shit.
Transmorpher.
Transmorphers 2. I've been waiting for this. I know I don't have to spend my hard dollars at the theater.
I only had to wait 2 months. That's awesome. It's already on DVD.
The way that I read it, though, I mean, 1993, this came out, and 1994 was when Jurassic Park came out. And I don't know, I was surprised. Like, I thought originally, as I knew about this movie, that it came out way after Jurassic Park. Or at least, like, 6 months after Jurassic Park. Because they wouldn't have information on what Jurassic Park was doing when they were making this, because they had.
But they could have got a synopsis though.
But they still had to be in production.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that this movie came before Jurassic Park.
You think it got thought up before? Yeah,
I absolutely do.
I don't.
Not with
there's one joke in the there's one line in the movie that makes me think that that's complete bullshit.
Which one?
Where she talks about dinosaurs taking over the Earth again, and he's all, that would make a great theme park.
No, but that's, I don't know, man. The years, it just...
Maybe Jurassic Park just came off of that one joke.
Yeah, maybe Spielberg was waiting for I have a book called Jurassic Park.
Well, now we know, and isn't there some sort of line in here that says the egg... Now we know...
Which came first.
No, they could have just read the book. That came out.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's Michael Crichton.
Okay.
Right?
No,
yeah.
You're totally right.
So they just looked at the book and said, yeah, let's hit this
face palm. Yeah. And they heard that Jurassic Park was in production. And then they're like, okay, let's go make this.
So they knew what to do. They just fucking made a half ass.
You're right. No, you're right.
God, the 90s were so dominated by Michael Crichton. That guy had so much fucking shit.
Now dead, and people can get what they're saying.
God, Bruce Campbell's best movie, fucking Congo.
His last book was a pirate tale.
Congo was terrible.
Congo was amazing. What are you talking about? So hippo attacks?
The synopsis.
You know that kills more people than lions, right?
Yeah, I do.
Exactly.
So the synopsis for this is, I'm going to read the full one here.
Come on.
A brilliant...
What was that?
Clear my throat. A brilliant geneticist, Diane Ladd, plans to expose a lethal virus to every human being on the planet. Her objective? To destroy humankind in favor of her new strain of prehistoric dinosaurs. Two people stand in the way of her diabolical plan. A cynical night watchman and a lovely, idealistic environmentalist, i.e. a hippie. The two must overcome their differences long enough to uncover the scientist's scheme and fight her carnivorous creations in a desperate battle against
the Get over their differences, they
of
do.
The human race. Yes, they do, sir.
All over their stuff.
So it's estimated that they actually spent $1 million on this movie. And here's the thing.
Those tractors ain't cheap to rent.
Dude, like $500,000. You know what? I like this movie.
I didn't mind it.
Dude, I totally
forgot everything about this movie. When I went into it, I thought it was Carnosaur 2. Like, Carnosaur 2 was the one that I could remember. I couldn't remember anything about this one. I know I saw it, like, back in fucking 95 or something like that. Right. But I guess, apparently, I watched Carnosaur 2 more recently. Because I thought it was, like, a war movie.
The body
movie.
Is a magnificent machine that can block out past traumas. Like, no, Carnosaur 1.
I thought you said you kind of liked it.
I did.
I thought it was rad. When I very first started watching it, I was like, oh, man, this is going to be a hit or miss. And as the movie progressed, like, I liked some of the lines in the very beginning. And I was like, ah, this is kind of cheesy and would be fun to do for the podcast. But as it went on, I'm like, I actually like this movie, like, a lot. I thought it was really cool and stupid and creative and had some, like, dumb science fiction things that were done rad, like the women giving birth to fucking prehistoric eggs. Dude, it was cool. I liked it.
To me, that was almost like a little bit of a take on what they did with the remake of The Fly, where the girl gives birth to the maggot.
Yeah, you're probably right, yeah.
Because that was semi close to that same time.
The first Fly movie, dude. That movie still that
the
holds
first
up,
the original one.
Yeah, it's
like
still
the, what
up.
Was that? Like 1960?
No. The fucking
I'm talking about the one with
Goldblum.
The guy from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, Goldblum.
Dude, that's a great film. It's still
I love that. It's a fucking Cronenberg, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah,
I think you're right. So anyhow, the movie starts off with a. You know, when in the opening sequence we see genetic code and chickens, and it looks like stock footage from like Faces of Death is what it reminded me of, like all these chickens in the like mass.
I thought it was gonna get all super fucking like, fucking
emo?
Yeah, not emo, but I thought it was gonna get all super like preachy and shit, which I think it was kind of trying to be, but kind of lost itself about halfway through.
Once they had to actually show the fucking monster.
The Kermit the Frog looking velociraptor.
Angle, please.
Dude, seriously, if dinosaurs suck that bad, I'm fucking happy they're extinct.
Yeah. That's what
those dinosaurs
bitch,
were fucking
that
weak.
That bitch is going to annihilate the entire human race.
Yeah.
To give the dinosaurs a second chance when they couldn't pull it off the first time around.
They're all nature. Dude, seriously, there's no fucking way.
Science.
The only thing that's going to kill everybody is that fucking fever that you're giving them. The fucking dinosaurs are not going to kill anybody because those things are fucking wops.
Well, I think she says something along the lines that, like, they got screwed because of an asteroid and not natural selection, was what she was saying, was that the cosmos destroyed them in the first place. And, you know, that was just based off of random happenings in the universe, but they should have continued to rule.
Well, then we should all be bowing down alligators then right now.
Yeah.
That ain't happening, so fuck them.
Yeah,
fuck alligators.
Fuck them and their crocodile brethren. And
crocodiles are all right.
Looking bitches out there, you can eat it.
So
fuck you too, Aragonians.
We switch after the opening of this to the Advanced Research Projects Administration. That's what it's actually called. And there's this weird, like, ticker in the corner every time they show this. It's like,
it's got a bunch of fucking stats.
How many genes are infected, and it doesn't make any sense.
Like, what percent of the population has received the fucking virus or something, and then it's, like, location.
And so it's, like, changing and not making any sense. I kept, like, pausing it on Netflix trying to find out what it was.
And then back down and back
down. Well, it starts right at the beginning of the movie with no explanation.
And then dropped down to 20. Well, how did that work? They just fucked up the order sequence when they were filming?
Because that could have been down.
Yeah, it back up. I'm all, why did it ever go down?
I had to just ignore it. Did people somehow
get over it?
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. A couple people beat it, and then a couple more caught it.
So they're at this place, and it's in D.C., and there's a boardroom full of high-class CEO blokes, and they're looking at this moth, and he's explaining, like, well, this scientist, doctor, whatever her name is, she got rid of this species entirely. Like, where is she? Who is she working with? Now, just to paint you a picture, this room is like this dark, evil, like, you think about it as like Dr. Evil's lab, but like with way darker.
It's like lighting. A Nazi scientist bunker.
Yeah. And this is like all of the top CEOs being super evil together and with their scientists and, but it's sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Dude, by the way. Seriously.
Every it's like a fucking Coke can in front of every single one and like the label clearly displayed. And so Coca-Cola was in on this. They had to have been.
It was a write-off, probably.
I don't know.
Well, you only need a million? You sure you don't want two? No, we're good. We'll take just the one. I don't want to get too deep in this.
Oh, man. And that was weird to me. And so they're arguing, they're arguing about who's using this scientist, you know, for their mask.
The one guy forgets until it gets brought up to him.
Oh, yeah, my main scientist?
He just, like, calls him out like a little kid, like, I heard this guy, Unisec, he's doing it. And he's like, yeah, it was me. Yeah, and that's essentially it. And they're like, well, why? What is she working on? And he's like, well, I can't tell you because she's in a contract. And the guy's like, okay. And this guy's like ahead of the genome project in D.C. for the
government. That makes fat chickens and unperishable apple pies.
Yep. You will never eat that apple pie. I thought McDonald's already cornered that market.
And the chicken. Making that shit last forever. So back at the, what is it called? Unisec or Unic? the chicken farm, research and development.
Eunice?
I think it's Eunice. At their facility there, Dr. Jane Triptree is her name. She's working hard to, and like mumbling at herself, looking over statistics, and there's like video cameras of chickens all around her, and she's watching them, and these two random buffoons show up to transport chickens. Like, that's all they're doing, right? They're there to pick up chickens, and they're going through like this kind of manifesto of, you know, rules while before they show up, and it sounds like this.
Sized eggs, any extraneous organic matter. What the hell is extraneous organic matter?
That's my wife you're talking about. Strangely orgasmic matter.
What the hell?
Strangely orgasmic. That's not a good thing, bruh. Like, he's bragging to his buddy about his wife being strangely orgasmic, but putting matter at the end there. Well, maybe she's a squirter. That could be it. Maybe. And like and there's arguments on the internet about squirters that I find in random posts saying that women who squirt are actually just peeing. And I believe that these are usually just other dumb female posters that don't squirt.
And no, I've watched some squirting porn and I think a lot of it is chicks peeing.
Some of the porn, but I don't believe that women who squirt while having an orgasm are peeing.
No, I don't think so either. That shit kind of shuts off, like, while you're doing, while you're having sex.
like when you're getting raped? That part of the program just shuts off.
Right? Babies can be born.
That whole thing just kind of shuts down when you're getting raped.
It fills with mud.
But I really do think that's true for peeing. I think it's kind of hard. You kind of probably have to force it a little bit.
The mud butt.
No, it's not because, and I'll tell you why. Because it's embarrassing for some chicks. When they're young and they're squirters, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
I know, but like, I'm saying that it's kind of hard.
So it's not
to accidentally pee. It's kind of hard to accidentally pee while you're having an orgasm, is what I'm saying.
Right. So you're actually bringing my point.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Because they're not peeing. But yeah. Some in porn are peeing.
Yes.
Why are we talking about squirting?
Because you fucking brought it up.
Oh, because...
Orgasmic matter.
Orgasmic matter, yeah. Because his wife basically squirted is what he was saying. So that's the point. So there's like tons of chickens when they show up there, and they're kind of panning through these different chicken coops.
Ron Howard's brothers.
And they're
there.
Getting like pinker, and then they get red, and then they're like bloody. And there's one that's just destroyed. Yeah, that's Ron Howard's brother. I was trying to remember who that was. It's like, couldn't. He's not actually listed.
He's not
in the IMDb.
He probably chose not to have himself listed. Yeah,
like, considering his fucking track record of the movies he's been in.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah, he should be listed because his fucking. That's all he does is crap fucking
horror.
Crap horror. Yeah.
So there's this one chicken coop that's completely blown up. Looks like a chicken explosion. And there's this huge egg sitting there. And it cracks open, and we get this, like,
green lizard vision.
Yeah, we get a night vision of this raptor Jesus busting out of the egg. And he scratches the guy's face. And he's like,
being
oh,
all
what
philosophical
the fuck?
And such.
And so they start loading the chickens, like, into the truck. And there's a couple of weird things that happen after this. There was a guy saying nobody leaves the complex.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, let's keep this guy under wraps that got scratched. But they let the chickens out of the complex because of a buffooned guard keeper who's obviously there, you know, and he's like, come on, man, I got to get out of here. And he's like, all right, buddy, I'll just tell him you left already. But then later in the movie, we see the guy who got scratched driving around the complex. Is he in the complex or is he out of it?
He wasn't the one driving.
But they said keep him, monitor him.
He wasn't the one that drove the chickens out.
Right. You're
but
missing
he,
what I'm
he
saying.
Is in the movie later with this bloody face.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's driving and they're trying to find the raptor Jesus. And he's... like out and earlier in this conference call they were like, well, he's
but
sick.
He's doing it for them though, right?
Right, but they said he's sick, just don't let him leave, keep him under wraps. So there's a little bit of a plot hole there.
Maybe they just decided that dudes don't, because dudes didn't seem to get the disease.
Right, you are correct. There was no male, no.
There wasn't. Well, there was at certain points when they went into houses and like cleaned them out.
Well, no, they kind of foreboded that guys were getting sick too because everybody was coughing. Like even that guard, the guard station, he was coughing. He's like, man, there's something gnarly going around.
It didn't
like,
seem to like, affect the guys the same as it affected the chicks. No. Well, obviously the dudes weren't like popping out fucking dinosaur.
Well, they got the dinosaur
eggs.
Fever, but they didn't go full dino. Which the females go full dino. So I think that's what happened.
Dinosaur fever.
And so the guy's driving down the road, right? And all the chickens got out of their cages, and he's like, what's going on? And he pulls over.
That was the most awkward one of the little scripts in the corner, was when he just randomly pulled over on the on the like, side, and it's all runs the little fucking script. It's all, there's 34% of people are affected. This is fucking buttfuck nowhere.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's when I first noticed those fucking, how awkward those things were.
Unterritory, like, Nevada. Unclaimed territory in Nevada. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, is that owned by a corporation, or what's happening here? So anyhow, he opens the back, he sees all the chickens, and he's like, ah, and something attacks him, and we see the first time we see Raptor Jesus here. I may have skipped ahead a little bit. And Raptor Jesus is eating him. It looks like fucking, it's cool because it's a puppet. Anytime anybody uses a puppet, I like it. Use more puppets. Fuck the CG. Use fucking awesome puppets like this, because it looks more real than a CG fucking raptor would if they could have done it. And it's just like fucking...
Yeah, well, if you're going to use puppets, at least use ones that look like the ones from Jurassic Park, because that shit was fucking awesome looking.
Jurassic Park wasn't made yet. They would have not known how.
Oh, yeah, the technology fucking just... it was way too far ahead of them in like at least 6 months.
On that budget.
Yeah, but dude, 6 years. It was pretty awesome. Anyhow, what did he look like to me? Fucking, he looked like... Kermit the Frog with talons. And he's like, rah! Like, it's so rad. So, back at the Night Watch.
The way the feet moved every time they'd, like, pan in on the raptor feet. Like, and, like, they just didn't move. They just kind of, like, flopped, like, straight down, like, big fucking.
Dude, it's great. I love it.
There was no, like, muscle movement or anything. It was just big rubber flop. Feet.
So, back at the Night Watch trailer, there's this random drunk, and he's watching somebody get brain surgery, which this is another weird thing, is I thought he was listening to the doctors give brain surgery to the guy who got scraped because they wanted to see how it infected him, but apparently he was just watching some random channel.
PBS brain yeah. surgery.
And this dude's just sitting in there getting hammered in his fucking trailer, and there's like some punk kids outside, and so he runs out, grabs his gun, and he decides he's going to try to chase him down in a tractor, which I don't think is going to work too well.
Well, and huge, the guy will get tired before the fucking tractor gets tired, I'll tell you that.
Basically. And he realizes, oh, this is not going to work, and so he gets out, or he sees this environmentalist chick, and he's hammered. Well, there's somebody masked there, and it's this blonde chick. She takes off her mask, and it's like, oh, good. And
some poor man's Jennifer fucking, what's her face? That
who?
Jennifer, not Love
Hewitt. Love Hewitt?
No, uh-uh.
Just throwing that out there for you. I don't know who it was.
Looks poor like man, the Jennifer. Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see that. So there's this scientist, and he's talking about bobcats and how he thinks they're extinct for some reason because the cops show up at the scene of where that dude died.
Yep.
And he's like, yeah, bobcats are extinct. And when they said that, I was like, why?
No, he said, I haven't seen a bobcat around here since I was a kid.
Yeah, and then he says, I think they're extinct.
Oh, did he really? I didn't catch that.
And I was like, what? And okay, so it's important to know that the doctor that, or the guy, the drunk hobo that we meet that's protecting the entire area, his name is Doctor. There's like four different doctors.
I think he's living in the same trailer that that Edward Furlong was living in.
Yeah, you're right.
He dragged us to the new set.
So then we go to another doctor named Dr. Sterling Raving. And he's looking through some porno magazines while he's also looking at a dead body, which is obviously turning him on. And,
it's his anatomy reference.
Yeah. I'm like, what is this guy looking at? What is he doing? And he calls a buddy, and he's like, yeah, you take a piece of meat off of him. He's like, you got to look at this man meat, which is what he was looking at in the porno magazine. And so then we switch back to Dr. Tree, and she's talking to some folks. And she knows that, you know, we can't tell the locals about what's missing. We can't tell them anything about this dinosaur. Just tell them to go out there and find it, like all the cops and stuff. And so the cop goes to this local hippie commune with the doctor, the hobo doctor, drunk guy, to go find the chick that broke in because he's like,
I think I might have been smoking at this point.
Yeah, I forgot about this. She got away from him. And he's like, he gives her a pass. And so love is found there between the good drunk doctor and the hippie earth chick. Right? What happens next? Oh, this CEO, we get this weird scene where the CEO that runs this whole fucking show, his daughter sneaks out while he's on the phone, like, giving orders. Like, you just find this fucking goddamn dinosaur and you kill him all the shit, and his daughter's like sneaking out the back, like in the screen, and she gets in the Jeep with these dudes, and they're getting wasted and driving down, dirting and running around.
Yeah, they were.
And then they switch to the drunk doctor again, and he's in this like local rock pile, and the hippie chick shows up, and she's like,
"It wasn't a somewhere else rock pile."
No.
It was the local rock pile.
It was the local rock pile because they live like in some sort of area where they're like blowing up a mountain or some shit. I don't know.
It's the fucking desert. There's rock piles everywhere.
Yeah, but there was construction. Like he's construction. So
they're building another casino or something.
Yeah. So she's lame and she says a bunch of dumb shit about her.
Oh wait, no, they're building the fucking freeway. Remember, it's the dinosaur highway.
Oh, it's the dinosaur highway.
And that's right. that part bugged me really bad. Like, that was the environmentalist argument of why they shouldn't fucking build this highway is because it used to be a dinosaur fucking migration route. And I'm like, dude, why are you fucking holding on to the dinosaurs are gone. They're not going to be pissed if we fucking ruin their migration route.
Well, you know, a lot of people hold on to the past.
Do they think they fucking walked a rut that big into the earth? Is there like a canyon in there? Yeah. So yeah, they just kept walking, and sooner or later,
might as well build a highway here. No, it's 500 really feet down. Good enough for dinosaurs. Good enough for humans.
Yeah, this is the best place because dinosaurs used it. So going for it. And they introduce themselves, and they have like this lovely moment. Her name is Bush. So she's probably a slut.
Isn't it like Rage or something?
Bush.
Bush?
Yeah, her name was Bush.
No. Yeah, that's not what her name was.
Yeah, what did you think it was?
It was like something else, not Bush.
No, it's Bush. Because she's a hippie. She's got a huge bush. She doesn't shave.
Is that really what she said her name was?
Yeah, Bush.
She was like, my name is Blah, but my real name is this, but everybody calls me Blah, but I don't
know. Everybody calls her Bush. I'm telling you, her name is Bush.
Does Bush sound right to you? I think you need to IMDb this shit.
Her name is Bush. Movie, so. Okay, so then she...
I can't name one person.
Doc.
I can barely remember the title of the movie.
Carnosaur. Her name is Bush. I'm telling you guys, just believe me. So she calls him a Nazi for using heavy equipment. Essentially, she says like, "Yeah." She gives that one line like, "Oh, you were just following orders," and he's like, "What the fuck? I just work here." And then we go to those kids in that Jeep, and they're being really irresponsible, almost driving off cliffs.
Yeah, that was close.
Bunch of fucking noobs. And this one kid jumps out to buy piss and take a piss. And baby Raptor Jesus comes out and starts ripping his dick off and killing him. And then he jumps in the car. And Raptor Jesus fucks everybody up in that car. Everybody's dead in the Jeep. Back in D.C.
In green Raptor vision.
The smart guys have gotten... fuck did I type here? Back in the smart guys have gotten the one doctor's dinner, they have found some genes from a chicken. That makes no fucking sense whatsoever. That's probably exactly what happened in the movie. Yeah, I have no idea why I typed that.
Was your fucking cognitive skills going to hell after watching this movie? It starts fucking breaking down. You start drooling gray matter out of your nose.
Oh, man. So Raptor Jesus stalks through the night looking for some new prey. And Bush is cruising along, remember, down that dirt road by herself. They're on opposite ends. And the cool doctor shows up in his rape van. And he's like, yeah, get a ride with me. And as they're leaving, they find this, like, gyrating body in the road. Remember that dude?
Yeah.
And this Mexican dude, he doesn't speak any English, and he's trying to tell him what happened.
Chupacabra.
Really?
Chupacabra. Dude, that actually... If I was like some crazy Mexican dude who never really learned about dinosaurs and I got killed by a raptor, I'd be all chupacabra.
Well, yeah. Well, you're assuming a lot here, Jason.
Well, chupacabras almost look like fucking.
Yeah, they're all lizard, right? Yeah.
A little bit furry.
But he walks on two legs. Raptor Jesus walks on two legs and across water.
But does he have a straw tongue that uses to suck blood out of your neck?
That's true. So, anyhow, what happens? Oh, yeah, him and Bush, and she calls him over because he's a doctor, and he said something like, well, I used to be a doctor. Everybody calls me Doc, but I failed. And, like, he failed through medical school, basically, is what the story is. And she calls him over. He's like, you're a doctor. Come over and help him. And he just basically, like, shakes this guy and doesn't do anything. It's pretty awesome. And he's like, oh, man, he's dead. And,
Still smoking.
I realized, I was like, well, now I realize why this guy didn't pass his medical school, because he didn't do anything. He didn't check his pulse or try to resuscitate him, nothing. So,
well, in his defense, that dude's rib cage was completely torn open.
Yeah, you could give his rib cage mouth to mouth.
Put maybe reinflate his lungs or something from straight in the lungs.
Okay. And he had a fucking skull top.
Yeah, you're right. So the two dudes that were supposed to transport the chickens, they come across Raptor Jesus and they try to kill him because that's what they're out there. They were told to go kill this guy. And they both get insta-gibbed, and he's gotten, like, a lot bigger because he's been running around eating Mexicans, apparently, in the middle of the desert. And so,
yeah, this is a very quickly maturing raptor. Like, hours later, he's, like,
huge feet long. And they talk about it. They're like, wow, he's growing at exponential rates.
I like how they assumed it was just one that was just growing really fast.
Yeah.
Instead of
multiples, different-sized ones.
Yeah.
Well, was there multiples? There wasn't multiples loose. There was the one raptor that got out. Towards the end, yeah. So, back in D.C. They didn't know that. Yeah, what?
They didn't know.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So, back in D.C.
They thought it was a bobcat still.
The guy is...
They thought it was a scythe with legs.
Was that guy, the guy who was head of the genome project there... He's, like, super creepy, like, laying on the table, like, feeding the senator, like, some sort of pie.
Yeah.
You had said earlier. Yeah. But the way he's, like, laying on this huge table, he's like, no, eat more. It's
dude,
totally
and
good.
The camera angle just made everything so look like it was all, like, in this tilted room.
So weird, dude.
That guy was the played an army dude on an episode of Seinfeld.
Really?
Yeah, when Elaine had to hire this fucking crazy guy to write for the fucking magazine.
I never saw that episode.
All camos all the time, saying how it fucking people's heads knocked off and shit.
Awesome.
And that was that guy.
Really? Uh-huh. Well, his performance here was pretty good. Because, like, he was laying on the table, and, like, he had his legs kicked up like a 16-year-old girl in her bed, like, writing out her crush journal. On a journal, but feeding a senator pie.
What was wrong with that shit?
And telling him about the goat fucking
yeah, well,
jizz
said,
that was in
he
it.
He said it would last forever, but there was goat something in it. There
embryonic
was, like,
cells.
Yeah, goat embryonic cells, and the senator gets all, like, grossed out, and he's, like, barfing.
But then he eats more.
Once you go goat, man.
Oh no! One of my favorite lines too in that, and I didn't catch it. But he goes, when the guy's like, when he tells him there's goat genes in there, he's like, "Whoa, whoa!" And he yells, "Someone get the senator some soy sauce."
They did.
He says soy sauce.
Yep. Where the hell?
It goes great with fucking out of blueberry pie.
Hey, that was weird me out,
pie.
Dude.
It's too good.
That was really weird.
That must have been ad lib.
Maybe. So Dr. Tripp, she gets a visit from the eunuch CEO, the guy who's, you know, basically funding her here, about how pissed he is with her experiments, and he's crying because his daughter got pwned by Raptor Jesus. And Dr. Tripp, she's like, no, your daughter's here. She's going to be fine. And you just, we'll go down this elevator and we'll show you where your doctor is. And the evil doc has some plans for him. And when he shows up, there's a huge raptor in there. And it's in a cage and they have these laser cages.
It's not a raptor. That was a Carnosaurus.
It was a Carnosaur?
Yep.
Well, so Carnosaurs all grown up. They have this one, like, basically in lasers and... And he, like, he tries to get away, and his hand gets cut off. And
it's like a laser fucking jail cell.
He just touched it, and it's all okay. I can't do that. And then
no, it gets ripped off. When he gets pulled away, they just leave the hand there. But it didn't do any sort of, like, slicing effect like it should, like a cheese grater when he put his hand through it. That's what it should have done, but they didn't.
See, that's another thing. I think that was a homage to
Jurassic Park. No. The hand... No.
Yeah, because that was like one of the most iconic scenes of the movie. And it's in the book.
Well, yeah, maybe you're right. So anyhow, somehow, between then and now, the doc tricks Bush to make out with him. I don't know how this happened because she, like, hated him. And then they instantly start arguing, and he calls her out because she won't give up the poon, and goes from about to fuck to this.
If you're here tomorrow morning when I get back, I'm going to cut you out with blowtorches. Oh, and can I get anyone a tofu burger vegetarian sprout wheatgrass sandwich? Some herbal tea?
Yes.
That wasn't even to her. That was to the other hippies camped out. No, that was to the other hippies camped out on the tractors. Because they wouldn't leave. He was supposed to be guarding that place, but he didn't do a very good job.
Nope.
Really? No, that was to her and all of the... They were out there with her.
Yeah, but she ended up being back in the house, though, later.
No, she was...
No.
She was out there. She was sitting right there out there with all of them, and he was saying that to her. And all of her crony friends were there. All of her hippie crony friends.
Yeah, you damn it. Fucking hippies.
You watched this movie a half hour ago? For fucks.
It was like 2 hours ago.
I told you, the brain is an amazing thing.
Yeah, you're right. So anyway, back at Jay's Tavern, could you not do that? You're clicking up the fucking thing. You're killing...
Give me the lid.
You're killing me. Put those down. Put them down.
Oh. See, how long did you pick this bullshit that came and hold our attention for half hour?
This movie was awesome. I love this movie.
I'm really thinking about
this. Did you really not like this movie?
I just want to revoke both of you guys for like a month. Just let me do it.
And see how it goes.
See how it goes. And then you'll get your privileges back.
Well, I'm just going to pick all mine from Gabe's collection from now on.
No, you don't do that. Just not the shit levels we've been at for so long.
No, wait. This movie was fucking awesome. You're crazy. This movie was...
It was better than fucking Monster Bash 2000.
Monster Brawl. Yeah. Monster Brawl didn't pan out as well as it could
I was tricked.
Yeah, that was Twitus's fault.
Anyhow, we're almost done. So we get to Jay's Tavern here, and there's people sneezing on the food, and it's fucking gross. And
that was gross. There was a bunch of people sneezing all over everybody.
I know. And
I remember at the beginning of the movie when they first got it, and the guys are actually taking the fucking chicken.
Yeah, and he sneezes like right in his face.
Dude,
like,
he doesn't cover himself up, and he fucking faces the dude on purpose and sneezes all over his face.
I used to do that shit.
I'd punch a motherfucker. I think you guys did that to me last week at podcast because I got sick as fuck after podcast last week.
I was sick as fuck for weeks, man.
Not me. I didn't get sick at all. I'm winning. I didn't get the fucking dino disease that you guys did. So there's this huge back and forth. This is kind of long at the diner when the cool guy doctor shows up, but I like it, so we're going to go ahead and play the whole thing.
Hey, Doc, I heard that kid you found was all carved up like a Christmas turkey.
Christmas turkey's right. I heard it was some sort of psycho cannibal job.
Mm. You've been watching too many of them Italian zombie flicks. It must have been some kind of animal.
You know, a bobcat ate a fella when I was a little kid. It wasn't a local, though. It was a hobo.
Friar, that is a 2-ton load of chicken shit. Hey, Doc, you ever heard of a bobcat ate anybody's eyes?
No, predators don't usually go for eyeballs. Eyes are more appealing to birds. Seagulls or crows or vultures.
So, stolen from Jurassic Park. I was about to say they had it on Jurassic Park, but after you brought up the book, that makes me realize, definitely. The whole bird thing comes full fucking circle with this fucking movie in Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, they did do that. God damn
right
it.
In the world,
cocksuckers.
Big thing, fucking Jurassic Park copied this one.
Yeah, that's what I
when
agree.
It comes down to it. Yeah.
In my world.
There's miles of fucking separation between the quality of these films.
Yes, indeed.
Do you see they're doing Jurassic Park in 3D?
No.
Yeah,
I still can't they're redoing
2D. They're redoing the whole thing, Jurassic Park. They're putting it in
they're redoing it, or they're just like running it through a 3D processor?
They're running it through a 3D processor, but it was in the trailer.
That'd be cool, as long as they don't remake it for 3D.
No, they're not well, they're doing a Jurassic Park.
I doubt any of those assholes have anything else to do. They could pre-reboot
that. No, they are doing a Jurassic Park 4.
Sam Neill, yeah.
They're going to reboot it, and they're doing a Jurassic Park 4. But the trailer for the 3D version of Jurassic Park was actually pretty fucking cool, because I saw it this last weekend. And it made me want to watch that shit in 3D for sure. It looked rad. Like, they did a good job with 3D, not just, like, stuck it on. Mm-hmm. Like, they did, from what I saw, at least in the trailer, it looked cool. So, anyway, all these hippies that are there outside of the Dr. Drunk's trailer, they're hanging out, chained to the machinery. And Raptor Jesus shows up and finds some easy prey. And he's like, oh, look at all these hippies chained up to this machinery. And he just basically eats them all. And the...
Except for dude's love interest.
Oh, yeah. Because she was inside. She was inside. She was in the cabin of one of the tractors. Yeah, so, you know, as he could see her with his Raptor Jesus night vision, he could not, you know, he doesn't have opposable thumbs. He wasn't able to get in there and you know, eat her. But he ate everybody else. So, when Doc gets back, it's a true clusterfuck, and he's looking around. There's dead bodies everywhere. And he sees Raptor Jesus, and he starts shooting at him. And Raptor Jesus takes off into the fucking, into the night. And there's just, like, bodies strewn all over the place. And there was a really cool scene that I liked when Raptor Jesus actually attacks the hippies when he bites that hippie chick's leg.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's just, like, gnawing on it.
Yeah, and staring at her.
And she's like, ah! And he's just, like, chewing on this leg. It's so awesome. It's, like, not breaking. And he's not eating it or anything. Just they put it in the puppet's mouth. And he's like, ah, ah, ah.
Mushing. It's always a mush bone.
So, then what happens? What happened? Bush gets let out, right? And he lets her out, and she starts sneaking through all of his personal effects. And then a new Raptor Jesus busts in his head right through the glass. Oh, no. Like, no. Yeah. He's there.
Dude, he face plants into that thing hard.
I know.
Dude.
That's what I said. Give
a fuck.
He just puts his head right through the window. Yeah. And like, rah! It was awesome.
I was like, you can have a tail, man. You don't have to use your face. You can just swing your ass around.
Yeah, but what if she was right? What if she was right there? Then he could have had in some easy eats. It would have been like bagel bites.
You got the right.
Dude, he left fucking like half-eaten carcasses all outside. That's what I hate about these movies: is the fucking monsters never actually eat anybody. You know, they just kill them.
That's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. That is weird. Like, if they're hungry and he is a true carnosaur. You know,
why the fuck does he fucking eat them? He filled up on Mexicans, man. Out in the field. Now he's too fucking...
He's got the rear.
He's too full to eat the fucking white meat.
He just wants to kill. Kills it.
Maybe come back later and eat it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't blame him for filling up on Mexican, though. That would be good. Mm-hmm. Right now. Mexican poop. Mm.
Secondhand bean burritos. Oh, yeah.
Gotta do it. So she finds a gun. She shoots him. It's highly... effective there, and he just turns around and runs away. And so the doc, what is it, where he does a juke move and takes a corpse to unisex. Oh yeah, so he takes one of these bodies, the doc.
Oh yeah,
because he wants to infiltrate so
the scientist ladies
smuggle into old
yeah because bottom. She's looking for the raptor still, and so he says, yeah, I have your raptor, and he's dressed up in one of the dead guard. Guys that got scratched his face, their guard, like he's like, I got the raptor, and she's like, okay, and so he sneaks in there, and so he's in this high tech lab with her, and he holds her by gunpoint, and there's like, you know, what are you
for
doing
a guy
here?
Who lives in that shitty of a trailer? Why does he have a fucking crazy like laser sighted fucking gnarly like RoboCop gun?
Because that's just one thing he can spend money on.
Yeah. Besides booze, because he used to be a doctor, bro. He saved up.
He failed out of school. You don't get the money. At that point, all you have is
you
fucking
do if
debt.
You got that big ass gun, you do. You get all the money.
So, Dr. Treehill tells him that she's been creating the dino flu, and is happy that everyone has it. And she this is when she gives her whole dino apocalypse, and she's like, you know, we go back to the cop. You know, that's there in the town, the black cop, and his wife is sick.
She actually gives her whole fucking Bond villain speech.
Yeah.
After the, after her assistant or whatever comes down, her sister calls
her. Oh, that's right. So that's a little bit later. But we switch back from that scene to the cop, and he's at home, and he's ready to make his wife breakfast and he's cracking eggs open and like he finds a little creature in there, like all the eggs are black, but then he finds like a new Raptor Jesus and he's like, what the fuck is going on? And so basically at this point we get a huge montage of everybody that has dino flu. And what is it when I put this here? If I didn't know any better, I would think that they needed to. I think it is on Encino Man. But it's just an old song. Yeah. I'm just gonna let it play out until Jason gets back from the bathroom. Oh, damn it. Was he taking a dump in there?
He's taking that a whole carnosaur thing. In there. Yeah, fucking raging. Case of the carnivore.
Making your own eggs. Raptor Jesus is in there.
Making black eggs.
So, that one guy.
Huevos Necros.
Thoracic Huevos. Raptor Jesus Huevos. So, when Ron, what's his name, the director, when his brother shows up again, Toothy. He shows up at the chicken coop. He's eating fried chicken in a chicken coop, which is fucking disgusting.
That's pretty mean.
And Raptor Jesus just drops down from the ceiling.
Was he like fucking, by his tail?
Yeah, from like fucking Mission Impossible style. Just drops down.
I know. His useless arms
somehow. Well, yeah, he's obviously like Mission Impossible because he's already got his night vision and he was just waiting up there for somebody to come down.
Like a fucking dun, possum.
Dun, 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 dun,
hanging
dun.
On his tail.
It would have been okay if he had like just jumped from the raptors or the rafters or something, but he like came swinging upside down face first. And that just didn't make any fucking sense.
Hey, Jason.
Like,
what you missed?
His feet.
Oh, the dinosaur song? From the show?
No.
What movie was it on?
I think
it was what movie? It was from the show.
No, that wasn't it.
On the back of the Encino Man. One of the dance at the end.
Oh, was that from Encino Man? I thought it was from the show.
No.
What was the song from the dinosaur show?
I don't remember.
You remember that show?
Yeah. What was it called? Dinosaurs.
Yeah,
it was just called Dinosaurs.
So back at the lab,
they have
this new Raptor Jesus under a microscope, and like more people are getting sick, and it's the dino zombie apocalypse essentially because everybody's sick, even the doctor's assistant. Excuse me, I was choking. The doctor's assistant.
That's the fucking dinosaur flu.
Oh,
don't touch us.
I'm gonna lay my egg right here.
Watch you've been laying the egg for chair. About an hour now, buddy.
That's exactly 14 Keurigs.
You've been laying the egg since we started, man.
Yeah, well, fair enough. So her assistant's sick as well.
Dude, those are the most Albibach glasses I've ever fucking seen.
All right.
Those are Terminator.
Found them in the gutter, I believe.
Serious.
I like when I could come up on shit like this. They're just total trash. I'm like, yeah, I can use these.
Really?
Yeah. It's I mean, good it was way. Serious fucking, like, in a free pile or something.
Nice.
Ground score.
What happens here? The assistant's sick. The evil doctor's assistant. And she's like, well, come here. And she hooks her up to this machine that basically, I think it said, like, dinosaur or something. It said dinometer on
it's
it.
It's all already.
No, done. It said dinometer on one of the switches. I actually noted that. And she injects her with the dinometer. And
they have
she,
a dynamite button too.
She starts feeling sicker and she's like, oh, I feel worse. And the doctor's like, yes, she's going to have an egg. And she gets her all ready to have the baby. And she dies pretty much instantly. When she gets a C-section, right?
No, she just actually shits out the fucking
She shits out a dinosaur.
Them a C-section, wouldn't they live? Would they die from the fever? Really, the only thing I could see was happening is they're like hemorrhaging out.
Yeah.
When they fucking have this egg, so if they just like had a doctor take them out, wouldn't the women be fine?
Uh huh.
Yeah, but the doctor wasn't trying to save anybody. She just
wanted. And how fast is?
Yeah, she's trying to kill everybody. Eggs? So she's happy when the victim has the egg and dies.
To hatch.
Well, it's usually instant.
Gullet.
I don't know. It doesn't show in the movie. Because that one egg in the beginning from the chicken.
Because if you didn't have a seasick baby, you'd have to just leave it open all the time.
Well, we'll leave that open for the.
So it would just remember the. Remember
the. You know what's really funny though is the science behind. I know this is an accident, but dude pulled those eggs out of the cop dude that was doing the omelet. Dude pulled those eggs out of the fridge and yep. And like busted it open. It's a cold-blooded animal. Yeah. It could. That could totally fucking work.
It's a cold-blooded animal.
Like, a chicken egg might die in that environment. And probably a reptile egg, too, but...
Well, a dinosaur
egg. An actual reptile?
We don't know. We don't know the logistics behind dinosaur eggs.
I just want a woolly mammoth.
Yeah?
Aren't they supposed to be making one?
What?
They've been talking about doing that damn woolly mammoth for, like, the last 5 years.
They have his DNA?
Yeah. They could just fucking... They're gonna
I'm sure they will. Probably 10 years. I would say. It'll be they're probably trying
be,
it already.
It'll be the official be mastodon tour.
It's probably animal. Illegal right now. I, well, I like not I said,
Sweden or anywhere else, it's fucking well, going to pull it off.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
yeah, that's where all that shit you were talking about—that Nobel Peace Prize shit—wasn't that coming from Scandinavia somewhere?
Yeah, I think so.
That eternal life or that immortality shit.
Well, that's coming from all over. I mean, there's a lot of futurists.
But it's most of the research is being done out of Scandinavia, though, right?
I don't know if it's Scandinavia. I mean, because that's Kurzweil's American. And
yeah, but that's where that kind of shit's allowed, though. Like, there's so many right, restrictions. They have
some sort of... they're not sort of under like some people sort of...
hanging out in Sweden.
Yeah, they're...
kicking back and...
They're not under some sort of...
tax-free.
Rule of, you know, just...
the religious fucking scientific oppression.
Yeah,
basically.
So anyway, everyone in the government is losing their shit about how the dinos are going to roam the earth again, and everybody's gonna have baby dino eggs. So we have all these weird like scenes with the government, like, "What? How are we gonna stop these dinosaurs?" And the doctor wants to. She gives her whole diatribe, like you said, about how she wants to give the earth back to dinos, and it was meant to be theirs, and they got fucked. And the cop, there's a scene
the doctor.
Cop, no, when the cop is there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's on scene.
That was a bizarre scene.
He's trying to talk to the authorities, but the government and CDC has taken over, and they don't
oh, want wait, never mind. That's him. Not the scene I'm talking about.
Oh, and there's one girl gets shot in the vag. Wait, no.
Don't they all get shot in the vag?
No, I was talking about where the cop goes to, like, do some fucking justice.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
on
he does that. He gets serious with the dinos. The assistant has her baby, because it keeps switching back and forth, and I'm not doing baby. Justice here. Well, her egg baby. Her Jurassic baby. Jurassic baby. It's basically
a baby dinosaur. The egg doesn't... It's really funny because, like, they shit out the eggs and a lot of them will break and then the dinosaur's just there, like, writhing around and, like, already fucking ready to go almost. Right. But then some of the eggs get shit out and they're just eggs and she, like, puts them on a little pedestal thingy.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really get...
No, I didn't get a lot of it, but eggs. I still enjoyed it. I mean, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, I could sit through it twice, so that's saying something.
Yeah. So the cop and his...
Because I saw one.
Better than most of your collection, right?
No.
The cop close. And his family...
About maybe a third of it, yeah.
They bunker down, and he gets all tough as nails, and like that Indian guy from The Predator, he's like, come at me, Raptor Jesus. And he goes to this pet shop. He comes across this pet shop. It's all demolished and raptors in there. And attacks the cop. And he gets a good shotgun shot off into him. And the raptor cries, not unlike the death of the Rancor in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Like that at first. But then it gets back up and fucking tails him right through the fucking
back. What was his foot?
Oh, it puts his foot up his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like punctures him. And so that guy's... Probably.
And then he shoots the raptor's head off. So the small, the actual raptor is done.
Right. But not the huge raptor.
That's not a raptor. That's like a tyrannosaur.
Oh, they let him out. That's right. Yeah. So the doc is the doc, drunk doc guy, he's looking for an antivirus.
That's what I was wondering. Like, this lady wants dinosaurs to take over the world, right? So she's going to kill all the people. And put a bunch of huge fucking dinosaurs. But she's only going to put carnivores?
Yeah, I mean,
that's not going to be very balanced at some point. At some point, you're going to have to put some fucking. The yeah, they're going to eat all the indigenous fucking all the indigenous animals, and they're going to be fucking hungry again in like a week.
Yeah.
Except for these dinosaurs are fucking retarded, and so they'd probably just get killed by the common house cat.
Yeah, well, and it's just not a really good plan to try to have
they just walk in
take over
power lines like 20 minutes later.
Well, I'm just wondering,
they're dead.
Like, why didn't she just like she have like one of them be plant. like a triceratops egg mm-hmm. in somebody or fucking it's all raptors and fucking tyrannosaurs. You gotta give these motherfuckers something to eat if you want.
The same.
It's a really flawed fucking plan.
Yeah, it is. I mean, trying to bring back the entire Jurassic population to wipe out the humans is a bit of a flawed plan.
Well, that's a flawed plan, but if you are going to do it, you're going to need some fucking fodder for the carnivores.
Well, you're right. You're right. You are correct. I agree with you on that.
They should have a zoo scene for one of these some fucking dinosaur ones.
What?
Zoo?
A zoo scene. You figure that'd be like a fucking restaurant for a meat-eating dinosaur.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Look at nothing to get away.
Well, didn't they do that in Jurassic Park 2 where he goes to New York?
Oh, yeah.
And he goes through the zoo in that. Yeah, it's a terrible fucking movie.
So anyhow, let's get through this. It's almost done. The dino doctor evil chick, she's also impregnated herself with an egg because, you know, it's her goal, and so she gets ready to have her to lay her egg, and she's having trouble birthing the egg through her vagina, and so she gives herself a T-section like that.
Yeah.
and this is so awesome because it comes out just like the fucking alien from Alien.
And she does it with her fucking nails.
Yeah, she just starts ripping herself open and like the raptor just pops out. No egg or nothing. It pops out just like Alien.
Jettisoned the whole fucking...
You gotta do it. It's the only way you can get rid of
fucking lifestyle. I'm gonna wipe out
right.
this shit.
So what happens next? Oh, this is right. So then there's this huge scene where the cool cop guy, she sends him down to the elevator where T-Rex is, and he gets away because...
You mean Doc?
Yeah, Doc, cool guy.
Yeah, you said cool cop guy.
Oh, yeah, damn it.
Security, I mean.
You know the best way is that he gets out of these lasers? He has his gun, and he just shoots the lasers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he just shoots all lasers, and he gets away, and he runs away. And fucking
the T-Rex. And then he stands next to the fucking ladder out for like 4 fucking minutes.
What?
While this fucking Tyrannosaur is coming after him. And he's like, how the hell am I going to get out of here? And there's a fucking hanging ladder like 2 feet away from him. And he just stands there looking at the thing coming at him the whole time.
Damn it. And so the biggest raptor just busts out. He gets away and he busts out and he's stomping through town. And some of the locals see this huge fucking dino, which I'm going to play here.
He just headbutts his way out of
a
fucking
out there? Can anyone hear me?
Military-grade fucking testing facility.
Wait, can you read me? This is Blackbird. I read you, Blackbird. Where are you? Some kind of roadblock called 41. Looks like soldiers. I'm being pulled over. Better get off at 190 and come around. I read you, Blackbird. I'm going to swing around at the crossroads. Jesus, holy...
Is that registering?
Bluebird, you ain't gonna believe this. There's a holy fucking dinosaur.
Raptor Jesus. I told you, a holy fucking dinosaur. Yeah, it's registering. Don't worry, I use it. Don't worry about it, Jason. It's really low, but the whole reason I played that is because it's a holy dinosaur. See, get it? Holy dinosaur.
Yeah. Raptor Jesus.
Raptor Jesus. Holy dinosaur. Raptor Jesus. It's come full circle. This is the whole thing that Jurassic Park actually missed when they made the story. Is that this Raptor Jesus died for his dino brethren's sins. And so that's why he dies in the movie. And
you just spoiled the whole thing.
What? He's going to die? Everybody knows that.
No way.
But then why is there a carnosaur?
Did I spoil the Bible as well, Jason?
The Cure.
Did I spoil the Bible?
They killed The Cure. They fucking blew it up in the fucking trailer.
No, you're right. Yeah, so
none of them are going to survive anyways.
So Doc Cool's, you know, that all happens. They get in this... This is very Alien-esque too, this fight they have at the end with this huge fucking T-Rex Raptor Jesus. Is they get...
It's more like... Well, which Alien is that? Is that Alien 2? Yeah, Aliens?
It's Alien 2. Aliens.
Aliens.
Skeleton one?
It's Aliens, where she's in... Get away from her, you bitch! And they're fighting it out, so... But they're just in lame-ass little tractors, and...
Yeah, they're in fucking Bobcats
actually,
with fucking...
Those were models. The only time they shot was behind the screen. Yeah. If you look at the fucking trees and the fucking dinosaur, and the way the car's moving... It's a fucking remote control. That's they just awesome. Scale everything down.
Mm-hmm.
And then all they show with him is a fucking cage gate up in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm. I love that sense.
Full fucking
That's
shot.
Good. That's how I would do it, too.
No, it's funny.
Yeah, and then they take some weird shots of, like, the claws opening and closing.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. So they kill him with these bobcats, though, the biggest T-Rex. And while, you know...
Two bobcats versus one T-Rex.
Well, we went full circle because the bobcats were supposed to be the ones that went extinct. Holy
I thought
shit.
It was two bobcats, one cat.
Holy fuck. You just blew my mind, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, that's pretty amazing.
So I wonder if any of the people making that movie actually realized that.
Probably not. It's a slow, cumbersome fight, but like two gladiators.
It's a fucking awkward affair.
One gets knocked on his side like a turtle and is down for the count.
Yeah. And he fucking runs over to her mid-fight and like thinks he has to help her out of it. Well, first off, I have to ask, why the fuck did they get out of their trailer?
I don't know.
The fucking Carnosaur's just walking by, and they're all... We gotta get out of here. And it's facing the other way and like walking away.
I don't know. They had to kill it for the human race, man. They had to do it for.
But they didn't think like the fucking one shot from a if two little bobcats with fucking opening like scoop claws.
Don't underestimate a bobcat. Apparently, is the moral of the story.
You bring in 150 cal and put a round in that thing's head and it's done.
Well, yeah, obviously. Well. Regardless, what I said, you want to hear my thoughts on the fight?
Huh.
Two gladiators duel to the death. Zombie Jesus makes the first fatal blow by tipping over Doc Cool's instrument of death.
Round one goes to Zombie
Bush
Raptor.
Learns to operate her shit by fumbling around like a maroon, but gets a lucky strike. She is soon
she
rendered...
She actually gets the first strike.
I don't know.
She got him in the leg.
She's soon rendered unconscious. To her brutal blows, so Doc Cools takes over and ravages the Titanic beast.
Knockout, KO, round three.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, he almost disemboweled
her. Yeah, and after he kills her, he says, I fucking hate wildlife, or something like that.
Yep. I hate wildlife.
Oh, it's a sad death.
And then...
He goes the way of the Rancor as well.
Yeah, they go back to their trailer and she's still sick from the flu.
But even though
he gave her the fucking stuff.
No, he gives it to her while she's sick. So he has the anti-serum for making.
But he gave it to her before the Carnosaur ever came around. And then he's sitting there and then the guys that are like the Lost Plagueis exterminators, dude. Dudes like show up and just blow him and her away.
Yeah, I love that too. It was awesome. They're like, there's the scene where like you're gonna be okay, and like she's like, I'm still feeling sick, and then these guys just bust in and like they didn't even hesitate. They just instantly start shooting him. I was like, that's so awesome.
It was such a fucking. It was such a Night of the Living Dead moment right there.
It was rad. Like, and then they just torch the whole place with flamethrowers.
Yeah, right in their face.
And you can see like. Sweet. You can see that they had the cure, like, in a thing
That's
there.
That's one hot bitch.
No. So, dude, I thought it was great. I especially like the end there, because it ended really darkly. What are we watching next week? It's Gabe's pick. He's showing it to me right now.
Angels.
Let me see.
I had to buy this 12-pack of Biker 70s
for
movies
this one
just
movie?
For this one movie I've been looking for.
Oh, yeah, I want to see this.
And it's rad.
Savage. Wait, what is it?
No, what's it called?
Pink Angels.
Pink Angels. Yeah, okay, I can see it right here. It's weird. Does this entire collection just not have the title of the film at the top?
Or no, is there a bunch inside of that movie?
There's like four discs.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is cool. Oh. All right, yeah, there's a shitload of movies in there.
Yeah, there's two on each side.
I thought it was like a box set with each.
There's two on each side?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so Pink Angels it is.
Three CDs.
Let's see what Pink Angels may be about. Six rugged motorcyclists gather on the side of the highway to plan an excursion to Los Angeles. Now you're just going to have to wait to hear the rest. I know it's excruciating.
Yeah.
That'd be good. All right, that was Cinema Dumpster, episode 25. Until next
What's this time. Fucking World of Warcraft soundtrack shit?
It's the fucking end of it. It's the ending
credits. Garbage. That soundtrack to that movie was painful.